Good to see everyone. And give us a minute to get here. Okay. So, welcome, welcome. It's good to see everybody. We had a little bit of a break, and it's good to be back. We've got a practicum today. In a few minutes, we're going to step into it. Not yet, but just so you can start thinking, one of you will volunteer to be a coach, and one of you will volunteer to be a client. And you'll have some time to coach your client, and then we'll all observe and break it down. So now isn't yet the moment to volunteer, but think about if you want to volunteer to be the coach or the client. And I'll open that up in a few minutes. Before that, I'd love to hear some celebrations. So, what are you celebrating, inner or outer, big or small? Small is still big. What has been going well? What are you excited about? What do you want to own and acknowledge? Who wants to share a celebration? Don't be shy. What's going well? What do you want to own and acknowledge? Inner shift, outer peace, learning. Michaelin is saying, I'm celebrating just integrating sacred depth skills more than I think I have. I love that. And I feel like that's more than just. And Michaelin, would it be okay for you to come on voice to voice and just share a little bit more about that? What are you noticing and what are you really celebrating?
Yeah, I'd love to. I have this three-ring binder here for sacred depths, and I'm like downloading all the forms, and I'm answering all the questions, and I'm tracking this, and I'm doing that, and I'm reading the stuff, and then I come to a session, and it feels like it just all disappears, and yet, my work with clients has become much more well-rounded. It's just more complete. They're responding differently. I'm showing up differently. When I think, oh, ding, this is a befriend your fears moment, I grab my little notebook and I pull it out. I have it all written out, like, and I can follow it. I have a shortcut, like a cheat sheet. I love cheat sheets, and I can use it, but I don't need it quite as much as I did the first couple times. And so it's just like I'm getting momentum, I'm feeling more confident, I'm feeling it take hold, even though there's still this vast ocean of sacred depths that I have not mastered.
I love it. And I'm so glad you're speaking to all of this. So, first of all, yay! I can feel it. Like, you were already an incredible practitioner when you started this program. And I can feel how you've taken all of that. And by applying what we've been learning, it's going deeper. Like you said, like more complete. It's just, I'm so happy to hear it and not surprised at all. And this piece that you're speaking to, I'm glad that you're bringing it up because I know it's always on everybody's mind. Sacred depths is like I've given you all a lot to chew on. There is a lot in this program. And I always like to say it's the gift that keeps on giving. You are all, whether you realize it or not, integrating so much as we're going along, particularly if you're working with a practice partner. But regardless, if you're showing up, if you're doing the homework, if you're practicing, you're integrating so much. And this is really important to say, you're not going to integrate fully all of it. You're not going to embody fully all of it. There's nothing we could do together differently in this program, or I can offer more differently in this program for it to be fully embodied by the time we're done. That's just not how it works. It's supposed to be that you integrate and embody a certain amount by the time we're done, and then it's going to continue to work on you. And the more you come back to it, the more you'll integrate. And we'll also talk, for those of you that are coming to the call on the 6th, how to continue to integrate the work after the program is done too. Yay, Michaelin, I'm so excited. AJ.
I wanted to share the celebration that I got knocked out of a funk yesterday with the help of my coaching partner, Wendy. And a big thing that she did for me is to remind me about celebrations.
So important. It's like, yeah, we're coaches. We know it's important. And then we can give it lip service a lot of the times and proceed to only focus on everything that isn't working. And there's always an abundance of that to
Of those
focus
things.
on. Yeah. So what are you, aside from just the huge celebration of getting moved out of the funk, what's the learning in it for you, AJ?
One, the importance of coaching. And two, the I mean, it's related, the importance of speaking honestly.
Yeah, and talk more on that. Why is it important to speak honestly?
It would have been easy for me to, say everything's fine and here's what I'm working on. Even though I wasn't working on those things, I was ruminating on those things. And without like that safe container and relationship that we have, I don't know that I would have been invited to really be that vulnerable and honest. And that is exactly what it took and what I needed to move forward.
So huge. I'm so glad all that came through. And the reason why I was kind of asking you and kind of pulling on it is also for all of us, because I think there's practitioner lessons in this too, because it's so easy for a client to come into a session and not be honest and pretend like it's all okay and kind of fake it through the session or be a good student and like give the answers that they think the practitioner is looking for, that they should be saying. But then we're not going deep and we're not serving as well as we can. And it's a dual responsibility. It's not just our responsibilities, but like you're saying, having that tight, trusting container is such a big piece in that. And then using our listening skills as practitioners. Now, sometimes people, the clients are so good that they can completely fake it as listening skills in the world. We're not, right? But the more that we're present and not looking to hear what we want to hear, which is like everything is great, right? But present to what is actually there, we might just hear it in a little phrase or a little tone of a voice or a little slip up. So glad. And kudos to Wendy too for supporting you
Absolutely.
in all of that. Yay.
Thank
Good.
you.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing. Amanda sharing in the chat that you're celebrating guiding your first full weekend retreat. Yay. Using the tips on full circling the group from intention to revisit intention, yes, to wisdom and takeaways and action steps. Yes. It was a lot to hold space for. It is, but you're not exhausted. I'm so glad to hear, Anda. That's just awesome all around. It sounds like it was such a beautiful, beautiful retreat and that you received so much from it too. Yay. Lara signed her first client and had her first paid session last week. Woo, woo. So happy and excited. The seal is now open for more paid clients to come in. Really nicely done. Yay. Cecil has reached out to people who've expressed gratitude for your qualities to ask them what they appreciate and then how you provided change for them and what you can do better. I love that. And Alta inspired that. Ah, community always helps so much. So beautifully done, Cecil. It sounds like an easy thing. Oh, I'm just gonna reach out to people who have expressed attitude and, ask them more about it, right? But it actually takes a lot to be able to do that. So beautifully done. Ayana didn't like the question at first. I get that, right? And we've learned that in our celebrations, when we looked at celebrations in that module. But what you came up with is to notice that with the darkness that hit hard last night and this morning, in the past, you would be fully dysfunctional. And instead, this time, you're able to see it differently and relate to it differently. Ayana, that's huge. It's huge. And it's such great self-coaching. Thanks for sharing your process on this. It's such great self-coaching, and a reminder of a coaching tip, which is when we're supporting our clients to acknowledge themselves, it's not just the big celebrations, right? Even if it seems like a micro movement from what it was before, that still can be such a big thing, or how you navigate a similar situation, but navigate through it differently or experience it differently. We want to acknowledge that and support our clients to acknowledge that inside of ourselves. Really beautifully done. See anything else? Essie saying Monica's session has opened the doors for so much transformation around abundance, along with an awesome session with Michaelyn. I'm so happy to hear it. Yay. The Monica is one of the bonus sessions that you all have in your member center around money. Tina celebrating successfully finalizing a 6-month program. Yay! And she gave you a video testimonial. That's great. Yay! Vlada celebrating breakthroughs on a personal level, being patient and really listening deeply, being outcome independent, being mindful of energetics, asking hard questions in a sensitive way. All of the marks of incredible practitioner as we've learned. And I don't know if you mean, Vlada, that the personal is that this has been with personal relationships, but everything we're learning here, so supportive of personal relationships as well. So long as the other person doesn't mind us being a little coachy in our coachy selves with them. And Kelly is celebrating being at your max of private clients. Your private client practice is full. Yay! All of these beautiful celebrations. All right. So, with that, we're going to move into our practicum. We did this a couple months back, if y'all remember. AJ was our practitioner back then. She was our great first guinea pig volunteer. I'm going to call a volunteer practitioner and a volunteer client. And there's some instructions on this, so let me lay them out. Really, just one instruction. Well, a couple. If possible, and we always coach the what based on the who. So, practitioner, you'll see what's presented to you. But if possible, if the situation calls for it, I'd love to invite you as you coach your volunteer client and just look at the time here, 12:45. So you'll have about 20, wait, let me do my math the right way. You'll have 30 minutes to coach. If possible, I want to invite you to use at least one of the tools that we've covered in this last section. So, a befriend your fear tool, a rewiring negative thought patterns tool, a myth of perfection tool. Think about accountability as well. So use all the skills and all everything that you're bringing in, but if it's relevant, use one of those as well, resistance archetype, etc. You'll have 30 minutes to coach, and then we'll all observe and take lots of notes with all of our practitioner hats on. And my invitation to everybody observing is to make notes on a couple things. Number one, what are things that you're observing that you're struck by that are working really well? Great question, a great moment of creating awareness, holding space. Great visioning, et cetera, with specifics on it. Why is that working so well? What are you noticing? So that's one thing to take notes on. A second thing to take notes on are, there's always more than one road that leads to Rome, so to speak. As you're observing, what are some things that you might do differently? A different way of asking a question, a different road you might take, a place where you might spend more time on something, a place where you personally might have gotten more quiet or leaned in more or whatever it is. So, what might you do differently? And then, third thing to take notes on are questions that you have for the practitioner, why they made a certain choice. That they made, how they felt in a certain moment as they were holding the space, etc. I'll be making notes as well, and then we'll have time to just look at all of it and learn both from the observing as well as from the conversation afterwards. So, who would like to volunteer to be the practitioner? And as I said last time, I'm just gonna, from the hands raised, I'll just pick intuitively and raise your hand so I can see it in the sidebar. I'll just pick intuitively without really thinking too much who I think we'll all learn the most from. So who would like to volunteer to be practitioner? Don't be shy. It's so funny, Brenda. I like for whatever reason you were on my mind before our session. So Brenda, it is. Thanks for volunteering. Great. Who would like to volunteer to be our client for today? Who's got something that they would like to be coached on? Oh, it looks like some of you are raising your hands, also not in the. Oh, there we go. Vlada, I saw you. And I actually did catch you in the screen. So Vlada will be our volunteer client. Thank you, Brenda and Vlada. Okay, so Brenda, where are you? Just say hi so I can see you.
Hi, I'm
Hi.
here. I'm
Great.
kind of scared. It's like, oh, I agreed to said I want to do this, and then, oh my gosh, I'm gonna do this in front of 25 people.
Yeah, I want to acknowledge you for raising your hand. I think the reason why I was thinking about you is I remembered last time we had a practicum, you raised your hand too. And it's like, oh, I think Brenda's really ready. So just like honoring you and acknowledging you for all of that, it's totally normal to be nervous. If it helps, whenever I do model coaching, like even as the teacher, whenever I'm about to do model coaching, I get a little, right? So it's completely normal. Know that we're all here supporting you. And that also, all of us here have learned that, like, the myth of perfection is a myth, right? You're gonna make some mistakes, or there are some things that are gonna happen that you can do differently, but that container is forgiving, right? And so long as you show up and are present and are present with your client, you're gonna get them to where they need to go.
I want all my cheat sheets and all my notes, and I don't have everything in front of me. I only have a couple of them. Like, oh, where's my myth of
Remember, presence trumps everything.
info? Okay.
Presence
Well,
trumps.
good, because that's
Yeah,
what I'm going to work on.
you have the answers that you need inside of you to support your client to find the answers that they need. So you keep your own time. You'll have 30 minutes from when we start. But I'll also be keeping time, and so when we're at 30 minutes, I'll let you know. But close by the 30-minute mark. So we'll say if we'll start in a minute, so we'll say that'll take you to about 1:23 Eastern, 1:23, 1:24 Eastern. Okay.
Okay.
As a reminder, intent setting intentions are important, and takeaways before you close are important for integration. Tell us, Brenda, what is your personal intention for yourself for this session?
Oh, I thought I was going to be coaching.
You are, I don't know you are,
You're
but I want to know
coaching.
as the coach,
Oh,
what is it?
okay.
Yeah, what is it? What's your
What do I want to
intention
work
for
on? I
yourself?
hadn't
Or here's
thought about
another way to
anything.
ask the question: what's your edge that you want to be really working on during the session?
I want to work on staying calm and grounded in any situation.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. Just bring that into your energetics. All right, take it away with Lada.
Lotta,
Yes.
where are you? I want to pin you.
Yes, I've pinned you.
Oh, great.
It's lovely to see your background. I love this view.
Ah, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So, Lotta, I'm so happy you're here.
I'm happy I'm here too.
It's great to work with you.
Yes,
So,
same.
what would you like your take? What would you like to take away from? What is your intention for this session? What is your takeaway?
My intention is to get some clarity on a following topic. And actually, as I was coming into our time together, I realized like, oh, maybe I have an answer within me already, but I don't know what it is. I just need to get full clarity on this as to what direction to take. So I've been trying to clear the brush, so to speak, on so many levels in my life and simplify and make choices to which I can give
of the multitude of options to make a choice that I could devote more of my time and attention, so that to get to fully to make the project or the piece that I would be giving attention to fully blossom. So I'm coming to the realization that everything takes so much more time than I would imagine. And here I have two choices to devote my attention to for the coming months. And I'm trying to decide, should I really pick just one, or do I perhaps have time for both? And here are the choices. One of them is to dive as fully as possible into working on a big grant. That would be, it's an arts funding grant. So, it's a New York women's program in the arts, which would, if I am selected, I would receive up to $50,000 to develop a program of my choice, and I'm thinking to apply that to developing a an
Oh, I can't
original
hear you.
piece. An original piece that would be multi-genre with theater and music. I did a small portion of it last summer, and so I would develop the whole piece. That's one choice, and the due date is November 1st. And so it's already too little time in many ways to do it properly, but still there is enough time to do it relatively well. The
Can you
other,
stop
yes.
for just a second? I want to make sure I heard that one because you froze for a second and I
Oh,
might have
I'm
missed
sorry.
something. So this first one is an arts funding grant for
Yes.
$50,000 in New York for women. And it would be a original piece that you would do with theater, music, and art. Is there more that I missed, or is that it?
No, that's it. Yes.
Okay.
So
And it's due November 1st.
it's due November 1st.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's pretty competitive, but I think I stand the chance of getting it. I just need to fully commit to develop it well, to
Okay.
work on the grant. The second option is to restart my choir, which I've had for on and off for 20 years. The theater's is the 20th year. And it presents its own challenges, but there are new people who are interested to learn, to there are old members who are interested to return. There are people that even through the hiatus that I've had with my ensemble during COVID, I've kept working with a smaller group, and that is something that I'm working to take to the next level. So that would definitely be very time consuming as well. But it feels like something that I could perhaps put off for another month or two. So I'm battling with these two ideas. Whether I should give myself full permission not to worry about my ensemble being due to be restarted. And fully devoting my attention to something that perhaps might not come to fruition. but is of a more immediate interest. And the element that's adding to it is the work on my ensemble would most probably also give me some financial benefits right away that I do need. Versus investing my time into something that feels like I would develop new pieces of me and new creativity and could perhaps also be financially supportive, but that's up to many other factors rather than just my own work.
Okay, so let me see if I understand the choices. The first choice we already said. The second choice is starting your own ensemble again, or choir that you've had for 20 years. That will give you some financial payment, but it's not, it could possibly wait a month or two to start. You don't have to start it now. There's not a deadline. But if you do start it, there's money you can make, earn some income from that. Whereas, is that correct?
Yes, that's true. And it's true. And let me clarify, there isn't really a deadline to start it. That is correct. But in some ways, if I don't start it right away this month, then we're going into holiday season, and that basically means I would have to do it for, say, January.
So if you start it now, you could do it through the holiday season, but if you don't start it this month, you have to wait till January. It doesn't start, you can't really start it in November or December.
It's too hectic. People are way too busy. Yeah, I think if I started it, it's already kind of late. I could potentially have a soft start, say, in November. But I would have to prepare it now. Start it, say, in late October, early November. Have a soft start and transition into winter. Or just wait and start it, prepare it, say, in November, and start fully in January.
Okay, so there's
a lot. That means many months of basically no income, or close to no income.
Okay, so are you? So you're looking at pros and cons on things, and there's a different pro for your heart. Really wants to go for the really try for the grant and develop a new piece of you. You may not make it, but you feel like there's something drawing you there. There's more energy there.
Absolutely.
Is that accurate?
Mm-hmm.
And you're also concerned about income, where there's more immediate income if you do the choir. And there's also, it's been going on 20 years, and your choice is based on past experience, start it now. And to have a soft start through the holidays, or if you don't start it now and work only on the grant, you can't really start it again till January, which means you have no income for October, November, December for 3 months. Is that accurate?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And technically the 20th anniversary is this year, which I came to realize only in September or end of August. It's like, oh, I didn't even realize it's 20 years. So it is meaningful.
So part of you also wants to acknowledge that you've had this group for 20 years and you want to celebrate that you've had this group for 20 years and that it's been around for that long. And that's a big deal. And you want to acknowledge that.
It is, and it's created a great sense of community for me, and for others. It's been meaningful on a multitude of levels.
So there's both of these choices have different meet different needs.
Yep.
So the question is, what's your priority right now? Do you want to look at what needs are met from each project and yeah. then see which feels more, draws you closer?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just going to guess a little bit first.
Sure.
And then you can see how that lands for you.
Totally.
I'm guessing that the grant project maybe meets needs for creativity, maybe for adventure and newness, maybe challenging yourself in a different way, maybe personal growth in a new format and as an artist to combine different modalities together, the music, the art, and the the different things that are involved in that. Mm-hmm. And so the challenge of that, I think, draws you. And then there's potentially more money possibly with that. I don't know.
Yeah.
And more potential income if you get that. You'll have a wider audience, which could then lead to more income also. So it could be a stepping stone to really amazing opportunities. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are there other aspects or needs that would be met by that I didn't mention?
Yeah, great question. I believe so, because I think for a long time I've sort of been like circling around the desire of focusing on personal creativity. And it's a little bit of I've kind of like done the easier thing.
Uh-huh.
If I can name it that way. So in some ways it's like, it feels like getting the courage to actually pursue what I really would love to pursue rather than following the easier, the well-known path.
It's challenging yourself to do something different, make new brain patterns, make new choices, explore something new.
To reveal myself deeper.
To reveal myself deeper. Okay.
Yeah, because what my choir is about my background culture. It's about the music and culture of where I come from, about my roots, which is great. And I love that people want to know more about that, that it makes me explore my roots deeper. But mm-hmm. I feel like I've done that for a long time, and I long to express more of my own growth above that. So
you're seeing the grant as an opportunity to express yourself fully, more fully, more deeply.
Yeah.
And it's an opportunity.
And to find the financial means to support that process.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then when you look at, does that feel complete for needs met regarding the grant?
Mm-hmm.
So fully, deeply expressing yourself, new creativity, adventure, possible increased income, exposure.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you think about, did I say pretty much all of them?
Yeah, I'm being truer to myself.
Truer to yourself. Okay.
Yeah. Dive deeper and express myself more completely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So deeper expression of yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's one bucket of needs. Mm-hmm. And now when you think about your choir and you think about, I'm guessing it might be celebrating 20 years of creating this community, this beautiful community that's been meaningful on so many levels for you. Mm-hmm. So celebrating that creation that you did. And also immediate income.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's maybe a little easier in that
you've done it before, you know how to do it. So it's not, you might have more energy for other things if you did that. Are there other needs that are met with the choir?
I think that's about it.
Okay. So when you look
with the choir specifically, yes, I think that's about it.
What were you thinking? What were you going to say?
That's a separate part, but it's actually independent of the choir itself. It's related. It's creating, finishing the process of creating an online library of classes in that kind of singing that I do with my choir, Bulgarian folk singing. And that's already underway, but it's independent from the choir. I can actually, they can go hand in hand, but I don't have to actively be working with the choir to work on the online library separately.
So the online library is a different, another category that you hadn't mentioned as being an option.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Okay. And is it also bring income or no? It's a project.
It will bring income as well. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So now I'm hearing three choices.
Yes.
The online library, the choir, and the grant.
Yes.
And your question is, which is most important? Mm-hmm. And obviously the online library didn't even make it on the list. So that's, we're not going to look at that, but you did mention the two, the grant or the choir. Mm-hmm. So I would like you to, I invite you to, if it's comfortable, put both hands out in front of you and imagine one hand has all the needs that get met by doing the grant. And the other, can you imagine that? Mm-hmm. And then the other hand has all the needs met for doing the choir. And can you see how beautiful all those needs are? The community, the celebration, the income, the especially the meaning that you've made with the friends there, and also the exploration of deeper expression of your creative self and how beautiful that is. And opportunity to explore new things, but the being true to yourself, how precious that is. And you can see the beauty of both of them. And that's why it's hard to choose. Mm-hmm. Does one of them, when you're holding both of those, does one of them speak out to you more? If you call in your higher self, you ask your higher Vlonda, what is best for me now?
Well, this one is heavier.
Which one is heavier?
The expression of my true self.
When you say heavier, does that mean it's what's drawing you, or that it's, oh my God, I can't do this?
No, it's the one that that has more prominence. It's like
that's more important to you right now. That feels more special or more important.
Yep.
Okay. So you can just ask your higher self and thank your higher self for giving you clarity and guidance on what's most precious to you and what is best for you right now. Maybe bring all of these needs together and put them in your heart and just say thank you when you're ready. And breathe in and just love all of these opportunities, all these choices, this beautiful gift. And when you're ready, open your eyes. So Vlada, am I talking too soon? I feel like I need to give you a moment of silence to just absorb.
No, I think I'm ready.
Okay. Yeah. So what is your takeaway from this session?
My takeaway is that I do have all the answers already in me. And is that it's beautiful to appreciate all this richness that I have. And there were certain past experiences that came to me as knowing, and some of them were informed, like where my anxiety comes from, and it's where in past times I've decided to give time to my own, to going deeper into me rather than giving back to the community. It's been hurtful because of how the interactions happened. And I guess my anxiety might come from that. But at the same time, it's the awareness that the community and richness that I've helped create and nurture has been there, even though I had in the past taken time for me. The community was still there and looked me up and asked, you know, expected me to return. So now that I'm so much more skilled at guiding the interactions in a better and more productive way, there will be less potential negativity or not negativity, but disappointment from my community stepping out. There will be less of the shadow dance and the resistance and the all of that affecting the process. So I can perhaps find a better way of explaining that I need time for myself and that I plan to return. So that's what's coming to me. So I think it's safe for me to know that my community will still be there, and maybe I can find an alternative way to celebrate with them without fooling restarting activities. But informing them and asking for a needed time off.
So you're looking at how can you support your community and yourself at the same time?
Yes.
That they've been there before, and now you know what to say a little bit more clearly so that it can be understood without as much disappointment on their side.
Yes, because people have felt betrayed by me in the past and really acted out in a way towards me. So it's resulted in much in a lot of hostility and disappointment on both sides. But I guess I could find a way to have a celebration and at the same time to let people know I need to take this time off for approximately this much and then we'll come back.
So it sounds like our next session could be going over how to word that and work with that in a way that it feels good to you and might feel good to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you, Vlon. Vlon. Nah, I can't say your name.
Vlon. That was,
all right.
So that was great. Really helpful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I've been struggling with getting this clarity, and yeah, it this was really helpful.
Good. I'm so glad.
Yay!
Hey, okay.
Yay, Vlada! And you did it under time. You still had 3 minutes left.
I did.
So, okay, so Brenda, in a moment, I'm going to open up for everyone's shares. But first, I want to ask you, what's one thing that you really want to celebrate from that session?
I want to celebrate that I wasn't rummaging through all my papers. Oh my God, what do I do next?
Yes. Yeah, I didn't see you look at papers not even once, and you were...
No, I didn't. I just kind of went with what I already know.
Yeah, could we say that maybe that is a sign that you were working your edge of staying calm?
Yeah. I was able to stay calm and just stay present with Vlada. I felt I was present.
Yeah.
I felt that too. Sounds like Vlada felt that also. I could feel that you were present and calm and holding the space with those, with just such aligned energetics. Beautiful. And well, I'll get to that next question in a little bit. First, I'm going to ask the group, what are some things that you want to pull out from that session that you noted that Brenda did really well, that you're like, ooh, that was good. What do you want to pull out? Energetic, from anything we've learned, energetics, questioning, creating awareness, listening, strategizing, visioning, on and on, coaching the what based on the who. Michaelyn.
Well, I've been lucky enough to have Brenda coach me a few times, and she's relentlessly listening, like, all the time. And I love her determination to get it right. And she puts a lot of effort into reflecting back, and it forces, I noticed it with Vlada, like, and I've experienced it myself, it forces the client to like really look at that. Yeah. Is that what I mean? Yes. Is that what I want? No, actually it's this thing. Or yeah, that's right on. She gets to the heart of it.
Yeah. Really. Absolutely. You could feel like such great listening. Am I getting, reflecting that back? Am I getting that accurate? Is that accurate? She is right there with the client. And even when Brenda's screen froze, right, especially in front of all these people, it might be easy to just be like, okay, whatever happened in that 30 seconds, it's fine. But she took the time to ask to make sure that she heard. Kelly.
The thing that really struck me, like, throughout the entire thing, and as soon as Brenda opened her mouth to begin, was she is holding powerful space. Like, Brenda, you were just like so confident. And so I was like, oh, she's got Vlada. Like, it's so nice to witness like someone just being held. And it was like you just kind of scooped her up and wrapped her in and brought her into the room that she loved looking at. it just to me felt like the energetics of it were really strong, and that you were holding this big, wide open space. And you know, I totally agree with Michael. And you were like relentless in questioning and getting things clear, and so confident. Like, you got her. I loved that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You could feel she was so held. And like you said, Kelly, from the first moment, the very first thing that Brenda said was, I'm so happy that you're here. Right. And I don't know if Brenda and Vlada had coached before. This is the first time they were having a conversation, but, you know, especially so, it's not her regular coach. So just even that, we could feel she's starting to hold that container so that Vlada knows she's right there. So happy to be there with her, and she's got it. Good. Nell.
What really struck me was the exercise she did with having her close her eyes and hold the different choices in her hands, which really kind of made it more in her body and less thinking about it, but really like feeling it. And when she did that, it seemed like that really produced a lot of clarity. Like she just wanted to hold on to that specific choice of like, you know, the more personal growth, the more personal discovery, you know, so that I thought that was really useful and smart to do.
Yeah, such a great simple exercise, such so great, and definitely time in the session to move from the cognitive, which it did so beautifully. I don't know about all of you, but for me it was another reminder of how, yes, of course we need all of the cognitive, and that was supporting, everything was supporting the next to the next, but the moving from the cognitive to the body, to the heart, to the soul, almost always produces more clarity. Good. Who else? What else did you note that Brenda did really well? What worked really well in that session? What was resonant for you? Who else wants to share?
Yeah, I very much agree with the deep listening and the holding. And as far as the what based on the who, there was a way in which Brenda was, sometimes I felt almost like leading Vlada. And it wasn't, sometimes I was like, would I do that? But then I thought, wow, she was paying attention to that, if Vlada was, if that was working for her. You know, like she seemed in tune and it worked. So instead of just leading, it's like leading, like dancing, you know, like it's fun to have somebody leading, you know, and you have this limited amount of time in this container and you have somewhere you want to go when there's a stuck point. And so it felt like she was like, okay, we're going there. Limited amount of time and we're going there.
Yeah, absolutely. Agree. There were a couple times where and we can look at it where it may have been like a little less leading would have been helpful, but for the most part, it was the kind of leading that was allowing for clients full agency and full wisdom, but moving it forward and moving it forward and moving it forward.
Yeah, there were a couple times where I thought, oh, she's answering rather than asking, but Vlada was also able to really go with it and it worked for her. So I was like,
And then add whatever needed to be added.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So a great example of that was when Brenda was asking, what are the needs that are going to be met by each of these choices? Right. And first, just to say, that was a great introduction in terms of questioning skills, a great introduction of a concept that the client didn't say themselves, you know, this need, this need, this need, this need. The practitioner introduced it. That was really valuable, right? And then what Brenda did, to what Ayana's speaking about, is she said, okay, let's take a look, or would it be helpful for, she asked the client, would it be helpful for us to take a look at what needs are met by both? And it was such a great moment because I thought then the next question was going to be like, okay, Vlada, so what need is met by the first choice? But that's not what Brenda did. She said, okay, I think what I'm hearing is this. For the first choice, the needs that are being met are blah, 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 blah. Am I getting that right? And what else? And it was just a beautiful way of like lasering into what she already heard and then still opening up and asking the question. Good. Who else? Anyone else want to share anything that struck you in terms of what was working really well? What you noted?
Let's share something on that part right there. For me initially there was the thought when Brenda started saying the needs of like, oh, she didn't ask the question, but then there was like almost a relief in my body of like, oh, if I were the client, it would be, I would feel not as in the spotlight or something like that if she's sharing it first and then giving the opening to, all right, and what else? So I thought it worked really well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It was a great moment of creating awareness by reflecting and using some of the client's words and then also using some new words as well and then seeing if that worked for the client. Good. Michael and Singh in the chat that you like how at the end Brenda said, thank your higher self for guiding you. Yes. I'll pull out a couple of other pieces. I loved the moment when Brenda created awareness around the fact that there were different, that the grant was a pro for your heart, and that the choir was a pro for your income. It was a nice moment of like, okay, it's not just different needs here, but one is about heart and one is about more of a logistical piece. And I think that that opened up then that needs conversation in order to go deeper. That was really nicely done. And I'm just trying to see if I've got anything else here that hasn't been mentioned. I think that's it. Okay, Brenda, back to you. Where are you?
I'm here.
How are you doing so far?
No, it's kind of nice to hear the different comments. I'm glad you start with what they liked first.
I hope you're taking in how masterful the session was. Can you hear me?
Rose for a sec.
I said, I hope you're taking in how masterful the session was. Are you able to take some of that in?
Yeah. And I was really proud that I got done early because I didn't know how long it would take. And then when she was like this one's heavier and it was like obvious, I thought, oh, I guess we're done. She figured it out.
We're going to talk a little bit. I've got some thoughts on that. We're going to talk a little bit on that.
I didn't know how to close that up.
it was great. And also where we're going to move next is like, we're moving from like already strength and then what more, right?
Yeah.
So if there was one thing that if you could go back and do differently, one thing, what would it be?
I don't know, but I know that was clunky at the end. And I'm not sure how to fix it. So I can't wait to hear your suggestions. And the other parts felt pretty okay to me. But the end, I was like, oh, this one's heavier. She's done. Okay, what do I do?
Yeah, it was still great. Like you went on and you got it. And yeah, I'm going to hold my suggestions because I know there are lots of awesome suggestions in the group as well. So who wants to share either to what Brenda's saying or anything? If you were the practitioner, either what is something that you might have done differently, or if you have a question for Brenda around any choices that she made, now is a good moment for that as well. Who'd like to share? Barbara, did you want to share? Or
yes, great. Please. I just was like, whoa, this is so on target. I didn't speak to it because my headphones. But anyway, I just was so impressed and want to start with that. What my filter came in really strong was I would have to do a pros and cons personally. So I felt like the needs were the pros, but what would be the downside of choosing each of them? So that was that's my filter, and it might not be Vlada's, you know, but I my big question was, what would happen if you didn't have the immediate financial benefit of restarting the choir? You know, and some people be like, okay, I'd use my savings. And other people like, I don't know, I might get evicted. Right. So I would have to know that. And it didn't seem to be a concern of Vlada's, but it was just like, this is my filter. I totally would be thinking this pros and cons framework.
So yeah, so in some ways, yes, it's a filter because yes. And also I think it's valid for all of, like, all of our learning. There was the financial piece that Vlada mentioned a number of times in the beginning. And it seemed that the like the feeling that she had towards the end, the feeling that she had in her heart for the grant was enough to carry her, but it did feel like there's still that unresolved piece around the income that they could have made some headway on as well. Mm-hmm. Good, thank you. Kelly.
Yeah, there were just a couple of things, and these are really specific, but as Vlada was mentioning the many things that she's done and created, I kept wanting to pause and celebrate her and kind of be like, you are effing amazing. Like, and like draw out more of that capacity in her to have her answer some of her own questions, because she is clearly a powerful creator and has just put so much into the world. And it's almost like, oh, like going back to this dance idea of like, what do you want to dance with now? Like, there's so much creative possibility there. And then this other one is just like a teeny tiny piece, but and I can't even remember what it was that Vlada said. I think it was like the third thing she said she created. And I was kind of like, jaw drop again. and Brenda, you said, I wouldn't, or let's not look at that, because you said that one last, or something along those. I don't think that's exactly your words. But my thought was, oh, she said that one last. I just got curious, like, why did it come out last? Is there something special about it? Or is it the one kind of stuck in the shadows that actually wants to be seen? So that was what came up for me. So rather than assuming it was spoken last, that we should leave it for last or leave it out, actually, I think I would have explored a little bit more there. But again, amazing and powerful. These are just like teeny tiny things that I'm bringing.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. We're like nitpicky because that's why we're here. Excellent session that got the client exactly what she needed. But I do want to, let's take a look at the two pieces that you're sharing, because they're both important. So the second one first, about the online library, I think I wrote down some of the words that Brenda said. She said, well, it didn't make it to the list, so we won't even look at that. And that also, I had that same kind of response in that moment of, well, just because it didn't make it to the list initially, it's making its way now as we're in this held container. It is worth being part of the exploration. Can that take care of the income piece alongside with the grant? You know, like it brought up a lot of questions and kind of possibilities in my mind as well. So absolutely. And I know there's also like a time thing, Brenda, you know, and like a nervous thing and a wanting to stay focused that we all are always navigating as practitioners. And so I want to acknowledge that. And like an easy thing to see if it needed to be eliminated or not could have been, do you want to, you just a quick question, yes or no question, of like, do you want to keep that in the mix as we continue this exploration? Because if it was really just a castaway, then Vlada could have been like, you know, whatever it is. The pausing to acknowledge and celebrate. Yeah. Yes. So Vlada is so accomplished and has done so much. And I would say throughout, I made notes, I may have paused on both acknowledgments as well as big truths that came throughout. The pacing of the entire session was pretty consistent. It was the same pace throughout. And it was also the same, Brenda, like you were using the same energy throughout. with the exercise, the hand exercise, it was a little bit of a different energy and pacing, but it was generally the same pacing on a cognitive level throughout, which again worked really well. The client got to exactly where they needed to go. But I think part of what you're saying, Kelly, is something that I noticed too. Like if it were me, I would have paused certain moments also to separate, for lack of a better word, to separate the sacred from the mundane. So for example, when Vlada mentioned giving herself full permission not to worry about the ensemble, like to me that was, when she mentioned her courage, that was a moment to bring it to the emotional level, to really feel that, to have that be a heightened moment of honoring. When she was speaking as part of all of that, like this, how she always puts her self-expression aside to let that land more in a different energy and in a different way and acknowledge that. Cecil.
Hi, so thank you for the session to both of you. Like what I noticed from the beginning was the that Vlada would like to gain clarity. And I remember in the resistance session, we learned that to gain clarity often has to do with the resistance. That's at least something I understood. So what I was thinking throughout was, what is holding you back? Like from making this decision that seems like you have already made, that you want to go with your heart. And what came up at the end, the community versus own desire, just seemed so like valid in terms of the fear that is behind stepping up as a different kind of leader, perhaps, within that community. And also knowing the art sphere, that is a bit like a family. So the sense of choosing yourself can have these deeper underlying, perhaps family patterns in terms of losing belonging if you choose authenticity. So I was sensing something along those lines towards the end that could be quite perhaps an interesting, or that could have been something that might, have cleared the path.
Yeah, beautifully said. And there were some potent, as you just mentioned, there were some potent things that Vlada said at the end that either could have been further exploration, as you're saying, around family dynamics, etc., for that time or for the next time. And even without that, more moments for pausing and taking in the enormity of what Vlada was saying. The community will still be there for me, even if I take time for me. What a huge breakthrough in awareness there. Yeah, Vlada, right? Huge. Because it means so much. It has so, like you're saying, Cecil, it has so many ramifications that aren't just about the choir and the community. Good. Good. Vlada, anything you want to say about that?
That is so, so scary. It really is. Between Cecil and you, you really named it. That's the basic fear.
Yeah.
And I'm really grateful for the clarity that I got through the session with Brenda. It was really amazing. I got some of the next steps already lining up in my head, but that is the base, that is the really deep underlying fear of dying alone in
misery. Yeah. Right, it's just about that. I mean, really, it's about dying alone, but
rolling up winter by myself out under the bridge, working in the fish store that my mom predicted I would be, and all of that. Yeah. So if I choose to fulfill my own thing, yeah. So,
yeah, good.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, in terms of the ending, because I know you asked about that, Brenda, and you think it be, oh, AJ, yeah, go ahead.
It seems a bit, sorry, come on camera, it seems a bit trivial after the, but, huge breakthrough that you were just talking about. But to me, what I pulled out at the very beginning was the time, the perception of time, and having time for one or having time for both. And what is the resistance or a tendency or a feeling around that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And this might just be to deepen that, this might just be to my ears, but what I actually heard Vlada ask in the first place is not, should I choose one or the other? But actually the first intention was, do I only need to choose one or can I do both? And that kind of got swept away a little bit. And I think it's related to this time piece that you're talking about. There may have been a possibly valuable exploration there, just first to even get that first question answered. Good. Okay, so in terms of the what happened after she she did the exercise with the hands and she felt, okay, this one is the heavier one. Let's go back to there for a moment and kind of just break that down a little bit more. So first of all, it was such a beautiful exercise. I loved it, Brenda, when you invited her into it. It was like, yes, so good. And Vlada got there on her own with very little instruction. And what I also just want to say for all of our learning is that not all clients are going to be able to get there as quickly and efficiently as Vlada did. And what can really help with that is to take just a little bit more time in the putting your hands out, coming into your body, just to give that a little bit more space to become fully present, for the client to become fully present in that moment so that they can start to feel. And Vlada felt right away one was heavier. There was something I was gonna say there. But for another client, there may need to be some more questions asked on the two. As a side note, when Vlada said this one is heavier, there was a little bit, that was a moment where I felt like there was maybe a little bit of leading. Because Brenda, you said, well, does heavier mean this, whatever X was, I don't remember, or does heavier mean Y? In that moment, I would have asked, well, what do you mean by heavier? Because you were just giving her a binary choice there. It turned out it was something else. It still worked. It totally worked. But once it was clear that the one was heavier, what would have helped you, and you wrapped beautifully anyway, but I think what could have helped was to continue to stay with it, to feel into it. And that's a moment where I may have wrapped around to the income piece and to ask like the heart of this bigger need, or even her higher wisdom, as you were talking to her, like, so what is it that I need to know about the income piece if I move forward with this? Mm-hmm. Or what is it that I need to know about the choir if I move forward with the grant? All of that ended up coming through anyway, but it may have led to some other places as well. And then just like, even once you just get to the, this is heavier, even just to ask again, like, so what else is important to know about this, right? What else does this need really want you to know about the whole situation? So those are ways that you can wrap a little more. And then the only other thing I would say is I might have spent a minute or two pinning down a couple of like some, more focused strategizing at the end. So, okay, with all of this awareness, instead of after that exercise, wrapping the whole session of, well, okay, what are your takeaways from this session? I might have asked, what are your takeaways from that process? You still got there anyway, because a lot of got to the beautiful places about the community and all of that. But then I might have still strategized on, okay, so what are your next steps here when it comes to the grant?
Okay.
But such a beautiful, powerful, again, these are all little nitpicky Virgo, could have done this, could have done that, but didn't need it because the client got to where she needed to go. And it was just for all of our learning.
Nothing.
All right. Oh, Brenda, were you saying something?
I just said, thank you. The remembering to ask, what else is important about this, and what are your next steps? That those are two things I want to remember to get, keep it smoother, more unified at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's easy. It's so easy to do that at the end. Good. All right. In our couple of minutes left, I'd love to hear from you. What are you taking overall from our session today? What are you taking from our session?
Well, I would like to thank everybody for all their comments. I'm taking to heart the appreciation for things that I did well, and I appreciate the suggestions and the learnings for some of the things I didn't consider to hopefully bring them in next time. And I really appreciated the opportunity to coach. And the time crunch was like, oh, part of the reason I threw out, well, she didn't mention that and I don't have time, so we're not going to deal with that. That was definitely part of the throw that away. And I know I've seen you do coaching where it seems like, oh, you're looking at this and that, and it really doesn't take a lot of extra time.
Yeah, I mean, look at how much you accomplished in about 26, 27 minutes.
Amazing. Right.
Amazing.
So I just want to thank you for letting me be the coach and giving me all this delicious feedback and things to learn. I really, really appreciate it.
So glad. Kelly's saying, oh, I'll take voice to voice first. Nell.
I think what I'm taking is just, you know, emphasizing again and again that there is no perfect way to do it, and that there are all these little different pieces that you can grab onto, and even if you don't, you can still get there at the end by doing something different, and that just takes the pressure off and just kind of lets you be so much more in the moment.
Yes. Yes, it is a creative process. It is a forgiving process. It is all of the above, and exactly what you just said, like emphasizing that because I want it to take pressure off. Mm-hmm. Staying present, again, most important thing, and then you draw on the tools. Good. Mm-hmm. Kelly's saying, I'm taking away so much goodness and appreciation for this group. Me too. So appreciate this group for the witnessing, for the learning together, for the caliber of people in practice here, and for me convening. So glad. Essie loves the concept of working on your edge. Yeah, as a practitioner in sessions, absolutely. It's a great practice. Everybody can do that. Ask yourself, what's the edge that I'm going to work on as I step into this, whatever the next session is, right? And in your partner practices, if that's helpful, you can ask that of each other first too. What's your edge today as a practitioner? What is it that you really want to be working on? Who else? What are you taking from our time together today? Let's have one more voice. Anyone want to share? Kelly.
This is more general again, but I'm also taking away how powerful it is to learn in group space and how each of us gather different things based on our experience or some nugget that lands, you know, in some class. And like what Cecil brought out, I was like, oh, I didn't remember that piece, but now I remember it because she brought it forth. And then Brenda courageously, you know, stepping up to be the coach and then just being so confident and holding that space and just seeing all these different ways of doing the work and knowing that we can like support the world and being well and like doing better things or doing the things that they like dream of doing and being. And it's like so beautiful. There's so many different ways. And it's just so moving to see that. And I feel like just the presence of the group, not to mention like all of the amazing content, but like just learning from everyone in this space, it's like making me better. And I love that. And I'm just so appreciative. And the content that you have brought and the way you bring it, Joanna, is so powerful. So taking
getting chills as you say that. And yeah, we need spaces like this and spaces like the groups that you're all holding. The solo work is so important, so important, so important, but there's so much learning and shared wisdom and normalizing and everything that happens in the shared space. Deva.
Yeah, I just wanted to echo that from Kelly, but how far we've all come together on this journey since we started, and the confidence and just the shares of everyone bringing so much forward. So it's been tremendous. And I was getting sad, like, oh my gosh, we have a month left. And but the celebration of like how much has been unpacked during this time.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And like Michael Lynn was saying at the start, and I was also saying, so much, you've all integrated so much more than you think you have. I think that's a pinky promise that I can make to you. Tina.
I really love Cecil's insight to what community, what choir, what sense of community the choir gave to GLADA. And it made me sit there and think about how our biggest focus is to truly understand what her choices were going to give her as an end result and help get that from her. So what do these choices give you? And then, what's the underlying fear? And then kind of take it from there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cecil. That was a really amazing insight.
Absolutely. Yes. Good. And Jolly.
Okay. Hopefully you guys can hear me because I've got my ear pods on. Hopefully it's not breaking up. I just want to take a moment to celebrate Brenda, because I remember when we first started and one of our first exercises was when you, Joanna, were just asking questions. It might've been of Carla. I can't really remember, and it was right at the beginning. And Brenda, you wrote in the chat, I didn't get anything. I didn't pick up anything. I didn't, you know, you were just like, ah, everybody's like bringing all these great, you know, observations and insights, and I didn't get anything. And yeah, I just want to celebrate you, because look at how far you've come.
Awesome. So it's a beautiful note to end on. Yes. Yes. For Brenda and for all of us. Well, thank you, everyone. I'm sending you all so much love. I know I'm going to see a lot of you on Thursday at our Next Steps call. I can't wait to be with you then. And if there's anything you need before then, let me know. Next week, we are diving into Being in the Mystery, another one of my favorite classes. Sending you all lots of love.